what you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, the clock's tick, 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 ticking. I don't know if Dr. Ford is going to appear on Monday, but Dr. Grassley has said tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., last chance. And here's the interesting thing about this, and it's Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. But it strikes me as quite interesting that the FBI has passed on opening the investigation. She begged for a chance to tell her story. They've done everything they could. You can tell your story in private interviews, public hearing, private hearing. We'll do it, whatever you want to do. We want to hear from you. In other words, they're interested in getting to the facts. But her own lawyer said within the last 24 hours, and I don't know if anybody else picked up on this. What's her name? Katz, Deborah Katz, the lawyer for the accuser, Ms. Ford. As her own attorney, she actually said in the demand for the FBI to investigate this, she is insistent that what this represents is that there needs to be an affirmation of her client's statements. Meaning, if you really read between the lines, her own attorney can't verify, can't speak on behalf of, to the reliability about the narrative that her client is telling. The lawyer's letter to the FBI stated that crucial facts and witnesses in the matter must be assessed in a nonpartisan manner. Well, crucial facts and witnesses, we've only got three witnesses according to the victim's own account. Kavanaugh, Judge, and the victim, supposed. And Kavanaugh and Judge both roundly say it never happened. And so Judge is the only witness. He's saying it didn't happen. And the only one willing at this point in time to go under oath to talk to the committee again is the accused. And Scott Jennings over at CNN wrote a very interesting piece on this. I've got this up on Twitter, too. He actually ponders that maybe the reason the Democrats are falling apart at this stage of the game is because they already know that the witness is likely to commit perjury if she shows up on Monday, because she's not ready to go in there with a story that's not airtight and be able to hold up. It's one of the advantages of having truth on your side, friend. It's one of the reasons why I believe that Judge Kavanaugh will become Justice Kavanaugh, and maybe sooner than later, because the clock's ticking. 10 a.m. tomorrow. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.
AM 97, The Answer.